After his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. It took me a long time to realize this was not a dove. It was the Holy Ghost, but he was descending like a dove. He was descending so that people could see him. I mean, that's amazing that God can transform an invisible spirit, the Holy Spirit, into something that I don't know what it looks like. He didn't tell us what it looks like. He just said it was descending like a dove. In other words, its wings were out and it was flying and it was descending, but it was the Holy Ghost is what it was. And then that Holy Ghost came down. It was not a dove that came down and lit on Jesus' head. It was the Holy Spirit. But he just uses the example here. He was descending like a dove flying out there. You know, today we could have said he was descending like Thurman is when he descends down in his airplane. You know, I'm flying down like this and I'm going to land on the ground. If it was the Holy Spirit descending like an airplane, it still wasn't an airplane. It was the Holy Spirit. So he was descending. Verse 17. And a voice from heaven said, somebody says, you know, God don't speak to people anymore. Right, well, let me tell you. It says a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved son, and I am well pleased with him. Now, how many people do you think heard that? I think everybody there heard that. I think they all heard that. I mean, somebody says, God don't talk. He's a spirit. Hey, I got news for you. He does talk. He's talked to me many times in my life. And some of you he has talked to. You've heard that wonderful voice. Now, some of you have heard the Spirit of God talk to you in your mind or in your spirit, in your heart. Others have just heard a voice that sounded audible. And some of you really have heard the audible voice of God. I mean, it's just as clear to you as if you're hearing my voice right now. You're hearing the voice of God when he talks. And it's very clear. When he tells you to do something, I think about Kim that night when the Lord told her to remit the sins of everybody on her block. I mean, she'd just been learning that. And then when she had learned that, John 20:23, when the Lord spoke to her because the power wouldn't come back on under this new covenant, she was sitting there and they called that night when they got in, I think 10 or 11 or whatever it was. And the people said, well, by 2, we'll have the power back on. But they went to bed with their children and everything. And the next morning when they woke up at 6, there was still no power. So she thought, wow, I wonder what's wrong here. They said they'd have it on at 2. So I think she maybe said something to the Lord or praying a little about this or whatever. And all of a sudden the Lord just spoke to her. He said, Kim, remit the sins of this block. And guess what her first statement was? God, I can't remit the sins of this whole block. Now what did God tell her to do? What did he tell her to do? I mean, did John 20:23, did he say, whosoever sins you remit, they're remitted?
That's right.
And you had just been learning that in church?
Yes.
Now he knows you know that?
Right.
So now that he tells you to do something that was in his word.
Right.
And when you argued with him, God, I can't do this. And then the Holy Spirit kicked in and she all of a sudden thought, what am I doing, God? You tell me to remit the sins of the block. Lord, I remit the sins of the block. And the minute she said that, the second that cleared her voice, guess what happened to the power? It came on. You think that probably even startled her?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't realize what God could do through his little daughter, right?
Amen.
Now, what can God do through one of us? If he tells us to do something, what should we do? If he told Joseph to get up and go to Egypt in the middle of the night, he did. He did it, didn't he? And he obeyed. Just like when Kim, that was just as important to God. I mean, that whenever he wanted that power back on, it could not be turned back on because of sins of that block. And when he told her, my daughter, remit the sins of this block, that's exactly what he meant. You don't have to argue with him, discuss it. Just say, God, I remit the sins of the block. And that's all she had to say. And bam, the power came back on. Now, talk about the power. Cheryl and I was down in Florida just recently, Sebring or something like that, Florida. And there was a little lady down there that's 80-something years old, owns her own little restaurant, still running it. And a few years ago, yeah, Dolores Mueller. And a few years ago, she got a hold of our teaching when we was talking about the power of God under this new covenant and what we could do in prayer if we walk in obedience to his word. And so that year, one of those years, a few years ago, they had a hurricanes, three of them, I think, back to back. When the first hurricane was going to come through, she called me and said, Thurman, I want you to pray for me that my house will sustain no damage during this hurricane. Well, that's where her faith was. And so I prayed with her and agreed with her in prayer. She called me after the hurricane went through and said, praise God, this house is all around me tore up. Mine didn't lose a shingle. She said, praise God for the power of these angels. She was just a happy woman. Well, only two or three weeks later, there's another big monster coming through. Thurman, praise God, this time I can believe that I'll have no damage to my house, and I don't want the power to be off in my house. The last time my power was off for days. But this time I'm going to agree with you in prayer that my power will not go off and my house will have no damage. Well, the hurricane came through, and a few couple days after she called, and she said, praise God, no damage to my house, and I didn't lose power. Well, a couple weeks later, 3 weeks later, there was going to be another one come through. I mean, y'all remember when hurricane after hurricane come through Florida a few years ago? She called me again, Thurman, you got to pray for me again. She said, there's another one of them big monsters coming through. Only this time, I have the faith, not only no damage to my house, and not only am I not going to lose power, but I'm going to believe that everybody on my block is still going to have power. When this thing goes through, I don't care who else has got a problem, but me and my block and my house are going to have no damage and no loss of power. She called me back the day after the thing went through and cleared. She said, praise God, Thurman, guess what? I said, you have no damage to your house. Absolutely right. I said, and you still got power. Yes. And she said, and my whole block still has power. Now, a little 80-year-old woman with that kind of faith under the new covenant, what can we do as daughters of the King? All things. That's what's available to us under this new covenant since this king we're reading about came 2,000 years ago. And most of us don't have a clue. We never find these words. And then somebody tells us a story like this and people say, you're crazy. I don't believe that. Well, let little Dolores Mueller, she's just a beautiful little 80-year-old woman, and she'd love to tell you herself. She is the woman, that woman that worked for her. When we went over there, we talked to the lady that worked with her in her little restaurant, and the woman said, you know, Miss Mueller has more faith than anybody I know. I thought, praise God. She's made an impact on that woman's life, hadn't she? How is she able to do this? Because of this Savior that we're reading about today from the scriptures that came 2,000 years ago that died and gave us a new covenant. And man, I was a Christian for years and didn't even know I had a new covenant. Oh, how I was beat up on. He said, this is my beloved son, and I'm fully pleased with him. Now, how would you like for God to say to you, I am well pleased with you, my son or my daughter? Is that what we want to hear?
Oh, absolutely.
That's what we want to hear. Now, let's go on to the next chapter, 4, verses 1 through 10. Then Jesus was led out into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit to be tempted there by the devil. Now, this is the part that you don't want to have to experience. You won't like it. For 40 days and 40 nights, he ate nothing and became very hungry. 40 days and 40 nights. You know, fasting is something that we almost never do in the church. Almost. But you know, there really is no precedent anywhere in the Word, no commandment, I should say. You as a child of God under the new covenant are not commanded to fast. But Paul said he fasted often. And so if he fasted often and it brought great power to him, do you think it might do good for us to fast once in a while? I think it would. I didn't know these things. I'd been a Baptist for years and years and years and years. If somebody had said, you know, we want to have a get together this weekend at the church Friday and Friday night and all night, Friday night and Saturday, and we want to pray and fast, I'd have thought, what does that mean? Fast? And I'd have thought, well, they must have left out the E. You know, when we go to church, Baptists, we pray and feast. We don't fast. We put an E in it. I mean, these girls in a Baptist church, let me tell you, them girls know how to feast. They can bring the groceries there, and you can get so overly stuffed. Is it easy to do that when you're at church on all this good foods there, Scott?
Next Sunday.
Yeah. Next Sunday. We go to feast next Sunday. Praise the Lord. But Jesus was led into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit to be tempted there by the devil. For 40 days and 40 nights he ate nothing and became very hungry. Verse 3 and 4. Then the devil came and said to him, look at this word, if. He's trying to put that doubt. I think about where, just like he said, if you are the Son of God, change these stones into loaves of bread. I think how many times I've heard this voice. When I start to lay hands on somebody and I see them, I'm going to guarantee you Jesus is going to heal you. When I start to say that, I hear a little voice that says, what if he don't? What if he doesn't do it for you this time? You're going to look like a fool. Is he still doing that?
All the time.
Just like when God says, remit the sins of the block. Guess who you listen to?
Mm-hmm.
At first, you listened to the enemy, didn't you?
That's right.
And then you listened to God.
That's right.
And you obeyed.
Yeah.
But if you hadn't have listened to God and you had been a disobedient daughter, you would have not. Who knows how long it had been before they got the power back on? But Jesus told him, no. Now, what do we have to learn to say to the devil?
No.
No. When he comes and tells us to do something, learn to say no. No, the scripture says people need more than bread for their life. They must feed on every word of God. Well, now, isn't that something? Because most of us are like I was for the first 25 years of my Christian walk with God. If you'd have said, quote your five favorite verses, I couldn't have quoted you five verses. You've been there too, haven't you, Tom? Oh, wait a minute now. Let's don't confess that now. You know you know more than five verses. You better know more than five. I know you do. He's just saying that. But think. I mean, think. Well, what if God were to get up here and he say, okay, I'm going to bring each one of y'all up here today, and I want you to quote every verse you can quote from my word. I want you to quote it. Tell me where it's found and quote it. And that would be Jesus. Now, you know, some of us would really look bad. I think we'd all really look bad compared to what is in the book and the years we've had it. I think we would all look very bad because we don't spend enough time. In fact, I have used this verse of Joel 2:32 so many times to get so many people set free in my life. I've seen people set free with that verse. I don't care whether we're on drugs, alcohol, pornography, internet pornography, sex, heroin. I've seen them get set free.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Serve Only Him in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.